Clam guts and mangosteen. Chainsaw fish ply the muddy Irrawaddy past pink dolphins and drug lords' hippos to spawn upstream and die. Deep among the mangosteen trees, the Piso brothers, Mojado and Seco, toss clam guts into a campfire. Flesh splits and sizzles in this furnace of disappointment. The brothers guzzle their gin tonic free now that Anopheles mosquitoes bat their heads against Primus lanterns, oblivious to the cloying scents of kerosene, smoke, and ammonia compounds. Must every poem be its own exorcism? Buzzed on incense and Latin, lizard brains diagram prison sentences and hang philosophers on a frame of space and time, while Aristotelian logic folds furlongs and fortnights over stretcher bars before stapling and sealing with gesso. Meanwhile, the mad scientist plots his escape from Plato's cave. He will either signal aliens from planet Remolade with the clock radio or reanimate a woolly mammoth using DNA from freeze-dried Sulvaki. Somewhere in the constellation Sagittarius, Saturn forgot her shopping list. Pterodactyl burgers, spinach tartare, and Titan's beloved methane chip cookies left behind like a geosynchronous satellite painting an ocean of webbed toes with floor wax. When asked why she searches under Epsilon Sagittarii, Saturn replies, "That's where the light is. A food chain is only as strong as its weakest link."